ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now. DeAndre Hopkins. Let me talk about him for a minute. The Titans are expected to sign him. From what I'm looking at, it looks like it's a two-year deal that could be worth up to $15 million in his first year. It's supposed to be completed within the next few days, but of course, the next few days has passed. And it's been since 5 days since we saw this. So, what looks like going to happen, he's going to get a base salary of $12 million in his first year, and it could reach up to $15 million with incentives. Does this pose a threat at the Titans for the AFC South? I got to be honest. I think it could.
It could. But my thing is that in order for it, in my personal opinion, for it to actually be effective,
yeah,
is that they need Derrick Henry to work.
Yes. Yes.
He has to work on the ground in order for that to activate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. Here's the thing. I'm not going to say that Ryan Tannehill would be, you know, the most explosive player now that he not only have Derrick Henry, but also have DeAndre Hopkins as another source of a weapon. But it's possible that he could go somewhere and have potentially one of his best careers.
No doubt.
Going into this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thought part. That's just what I believe. That's just what I could possibly think that could happen this season with, you know, the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. So,
that's one thing. And the other thing you have to look at is who else in the AFC South is going to be posing a threat?
Who else?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's more like, you got the Titans to sell.
Yeah.
You got the Texans.
Yeah.
You got the Colts.
Yeah.
And the Jaguars.
Correct.
The Jaguars started off strong.
Yeah.
They had posed a threat for a little bit.
They did.
Yeah. Last season.
They posed
a serious threat.
You're absolutely right, sir.
So
I stand corrected.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to say the fact that Tennessee wasn't a threat.
Right.
But I was just saying, who else
poses that threat.
Well, could this be a tight AFC South race?
Oh, no doubt. Question. Oh, yes. Okay, now that makes sense. Yes, no doubt. No doubt. That's definitely, it would be tight.
Yes.
Because that would be a battle all the way to the end.
Because that is the energy vibe that you look at. I don't mean to not really change the subject, but it just relates to it.
Sure.
So, you're looking at this baseball season so far,
correct?
You got the AL East.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of those teams are still above 500, but they still claim that the Yankees are one of the struggling teams because they're in last place.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you kind of look at it with the, in the AFC South. You got to kind of look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, now, I'm not saying that the Texans could be a superior threat, but the problem with Houston is that they're lacking in both sides of the ball, offense and defense.
True.
And
true.
The Titans, they just upgraded their offense by signing DeAndre Hopkins.
Right. They definitely did do that, yes.
Yes, they just upgraded their offense.
Yes.
And that was a bigger replacement for A.J. Brown when he went to Philadelphia.
Oh, so DeAndre
Hopkins
was
a big upgrade.
Yeah. That's absolutely right, girl.
So,
that's absolutely right.
Sometimes you really have to kind of look at, I really look at other teams that could also be posing of a threat.
Yeah.
In that process.
Yeah.
And shoot. Well,
I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville would be one of them.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville would definitely be a potential threat for the AFC South for sure. I can't really even talk about the Colts because I don't know where they could stand at right now, to be honest.
Well, they've already made some dumb choices.
Well, I can't say that part either because you never know if a player can actually turn himself around.
I'm talking about in the coaching perspective.
I'm talking about in the coaching aspect.
Oh.
What's wrong with the coaches?
Well, no. Oh, shit.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Your guess
is
good as mine.
I don't know what that was. That got my attention.
Yeah. But anyway,
hope it didn't do nothing to me.
I'm telling you.
Within the next few minutes.
No kidding.
But what I see here is that they finally went on the right direction of actually drafting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion, mm-hmm. They have actually finally drafted a quarterback to where they can carry him to the future.
Right.
You know, when the Colts lost Andrew Luck back in 2019,
yeah.
You know, they was just picking at, you know, veterans and, you know, trying to be just a tad bit cheap. And they were an aspect of trying to, you know, use them.
Yeah.
To get them deeper into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And by far the best one you've seen was Phillip Rivers.
Right.
He was by far the best out of the ones that they picked, out of Matt Ryan and whoever else, I can't remember.
Carson Wentz.
And that right there, oh, I forgot about Carson Wentz. Lord have mercy.
Damn, that ain't good.
Nah.
Oh, that's not good. That's how you know you want to put things in the back burner.
You ain't lying.
So, who knows?
Right.
I'm glad they finally got a quarterback.
True that.
You know, they already talking about him being a bust now.
Yes, they are.
They talking about him being a bust.
Yes.
But I can't say that just yet. You know, he got time to develop.
No.
You know, it's going to take some time to develop.
Yeah.
You know, because DeAndre Hopkins could have very well had signed with New England.
They was talking about
him. Yeah. He definitely was a potential over there for New England.
Yeah.
But, you know, he decided, let's go with Tennessee. I mean, you got Derrick Henry. I mean, why not? I'll team up with Derrick Henry, too.
Let's stop right here for a minute.
Yeah. Let's team up with Derrick Henry. Absolutely. Let's do this thing.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so I'm just like, I was really, you know, intrigued with what the Titans are doing right now. But I just
they're making big moves.
They are. They're making some moves. And with everything that's going on, something needs to produce. Because what's happening is that you have all these moves that they're making, and then you're just wondering if and when something's going to happen.
Right.
You know, because the last Super Bowl appearance, from my recollection, was what, 2001? 2000?
Who? 99? Whose team?
The Titans.
Titans.
Yeah,
99.
Yeah, when they played the
St.
Louis Rams, yeah. And that was, you know, it's like, when is something going to, you know, pop off?
Right.
You know, because you got some talent.
Yeah,
on
you
the
do.
Team. You got some talent on the team.
You definitely got some talent.
So, you definitely have an opportunity now to get yourself a little bit deeper into the playoffs.
Right.
But my bigger question is like, what is it and why that the Cardinals decided to release DeAndre Hopkins?
Not injury prone, but
could it be because of his injuries?
Could it be because of his injuries, or could it be because of Kyler Murray? Because if you've seen, they've been talking about Kyler Murray and how ineffective he can be. Now, we seen last season on how he played. He played phenomenal.
Yeah.
He played phenomenal.
They both helped out the fantasy team.
Yeah, off the field.
No, they're showing like, hey, he's just not a really good leader. So there's possible reasons to it. I don't know why, really, to be honest.
But yeah.
It's just one of those things I was thinking about the minute that they actually did release DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
I mean, because adding DeAndre Hopkins to me for Tennessee is a big boost for Ryan Tannehill to be able to have a breakout year, potentially have a breakout year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no telling. He could get injured and, you know, it may not happen.
You never know.
I mean, you never know what could bring now into the situation. You never know. It could be good. It could be bad.
Right. Right.
It could be straight up a bust. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You never know.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, for the most part, I'm just looking forward to see what the Titans have to bring to the table. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to see what the AFC South bring to the table this season.
Yeah. Let's see how tight of a race this will be.
Yeah.
For, to go to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See how that works.
Yep. And then, meanwhile, in other news, it looked like in soccer, it looked like that USA did win to make sure I got it right. I don't even know who this is. Venezuela? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I know they was playing a team.
Vietnam.
Okay.
So they kicked off with a 1-0 win. I'm sorry, 3-0 win.
Good grief. They got some little team experience there individually.
No doubt. Yes.
In each player.
Yes. In the WNBA, the Liberty won to the Mystics 96-87 as well. Mm-hmm. And then, meanwhile, down in baseball, our two favorite teams, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs, the Cubs won 4-3 last night.
I think they evened the series.
Yeah, because I think the Cardinals won the first game.
Yeah, they won
the first
game. Yes, they did.
And then Tampa Bay won the Oilers. I'm sorry. 3-0. Colorado won to Miami 6-1, and then San Diego won to Detroit 5-4. Mm-hmm. The Yankees won to the Royals 5-4, and then the Nationals won to the Giants 5-3. And then you got all these other scores. Good grief. You got Cincinnati, Arizona, 6-9. Cincinnati, Boston, the Mets.
That's baseball scores.
Mets 4-3, yeah.
Not baseball, that's football scores.
Yeah, for a team that do not play well.
No.
That just did not play well at all. But actually, come to look at it, it looked like the Boston game got suspended due to weather, so it was Zoom today at 2:10. So they're going to... continue with that game with the score 4-3 with the Mets leading. And then you got Cleveland, Philadelphia. Cleveland won 6-5. The Dodgers won 11-5 to the Rangers. The Braves won to the Brewers 6-4. Minnesota won to the White Sox 9-4. And then the Angels won to Pittsburgh 8-5. You look at what I'm looking at. The Angels and the Pirates. The Angels won 8-5. Astros won to the to Oakland 6-4. I don't even know their mascot name. You remember their mascot name?
Nope.
Seattle won to Toronto 3-2. That's where we stand at with baseball scores.
Anything else you want to add? Special prayers out to Deion Sanders. He had surgery again. And last unknown that he had another successful surgery for the blood clots once again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll
definitely be praying then.
He had found out that he had to have another surgery again, and so he went on and decided, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And
yep.
He's doing good now. He's has a sexual surgery, the last I see.
So okay.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Special prayers out to him.
No doubt. No doubt.
Because he's still trying, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at people, within the closest of us, they done gave up. It's just like, well, F it. Let's just.
That is so true.
Let's just give up.
Sanders. That's so true.
In his 50s. And
yeah.
He's pushing. Mid-50s, double nickel.
Yeah, he's pushing.
You know?
He's pushing.
He'll be 56 in August.
And that's the one thing that, most people have to learn and understand. This is not something that, you just give up on because you feel like that this is the end.
Yeah.
You got to at least give some sort of effort.
Good morning.
You have to give it some type of effort. Yeah, you can't expect for everything to come to you. You got to push.
You got
to
push
some
for
point.
It.
Mm-hmm. You got to at least try something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to be, not wanting to get up and not wanting to do anything. You got to find little things to, get going.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't want to do that. And, you know, we got a few in our family that don't even want to do that now.
They don't even want to do it.
And that kind of, you know, disturbs me.
Yeah, it do. It's very disturbing. Yeah. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, it disturbs me.
No doubt about it.
It disturbs me.
Yeah, that's only the one special thing that I looked at was Deion Sanders. So,
yeah, well, keeping dibs on him for sure, you know, could possibly getting your leg amputated. Yeah, that could really bring some downfalls to everything. Yes. It can bring some downfalls for sure. So that's just one of the things that you have to keep in mind as, you know, as you go through life is, you know, how can we, you know, keep pushing.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, and I preach it all the time on the other podcast, the video podcast, we were doing Daryl's Reactions and Daryl's Notes. One of the things you have to look at is that these athletes, these coaches, you know, they're living a regular human life just like everybody else.
That's absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not even going to be pinch perfect on the health, you know, the decisions that they make or anything of that sort.
Right.
They're not perfect, so they're human. This is what this is all about. Yeah. So now you have to come together and, you know, put away your egos and let's just think about, you know, he's still human at the end of the day.
Right.
He's still, you know, actually, you know, still fighting, you know, to, you know, survive the mess that, you know, he decided to put himself in.
Right.
You know, and you send all your good prayers to him, you know. You look on the positive upside.
Right. You do what you do, but you know, you have these options. It's like, well, it's not about how do I, you know, it's not about why, it's about how I can, you know, handle this situation. Because there's certain things that we're not going to be able to control.
No.
Being able to know how to control it at the end of the day, or how I'm going to be able to control it if you don't know how, is the bigger question. It's either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And that's one of the bigger things that, we always, you know, always talk about. So, yeah, definitely big ups to Deion Sanders for sure. Because Deion Sanders could say, you know what?
He could say, F it. I'm done.
I have nothing else. Everything is going to be thrown away because I just feel like that I can't, you know, come back from this and, you know, all of that. But, you know, he's saying, you know what? Let's get this surgery. Let's try to see what I can do. Let's see what I can do to take care of myself.
Exactly. And, you know, it's never too late for these things. It's never too late for you to actually, you know, start taking care of yourself. Sometimes a lot of people put themselves in the situation and say, oh, yeah, this is a tad bit too late.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, all is not lost. I got blood clot problems.
Right.
There's a possibility that my leg could be amputated.
Right.
There could be a million other things wrong with him.
Yeah, a million other things, yeah.
On top of the possibility of getting his leg amputated.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that could happen. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. You know, them are those opportunities that, you know, he just could have been like, okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's instead, he's pushing. I see him. Yeah, he's pushing. I see him on Twitter every morning. He's out there pushing for those, tweeting those, you know, motivational quotes or, you know, something from the, scriptures.
Look,
or
let's just be real. And I'm just going to be real. I can believe that he has his moments of being down.
Oh, of course he does.
And that's exactly the reason why he does what he does.
That's exactly why he does what he does. You know, anybody that goes through something like that, even if they're good, even they're in good spirits, even if they're not in good spirits, those tweets are the reason why he's doing it.
Yep.
They're one of the main reasons why he's doing it. And this is
Find your reasons.
Yeah, find your reasons.
You know, find your reasons to be able to go and get up in the morning and do what you do. Otherwise, you're going to be like, some of my family members just say, F it.
F it. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And now you're carrying yourself. You don't know what to do.
Right.
And God can be sending you a message. And he ain't done with you yet, but you decided differently. So it's like, hey, it's either that you either choose to wake up to, you know, be grateful and be thankful for where you stand at.
Right.
Or you're just going to sit, lay in bed, be pitiful all day.
Yeah.
And you're not helping yourself.
Right.
So choose your heart.
Choose your heart. Good reminder.
Yeah, choose your heart.
Choose your heart. But that's all I have, Daryl.
Yep, me too. That's all I have. So appreciate everyone taking the time listening to this. Appreciate everyone and their love and support for our podcast. Of course, we're always working to make a change to try to bring different things into this podcast. So don't forget, we have YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel, like and share our videos everywhere, and follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. But thanks again. I'm Daryl. And it's Darren.
Yes, always.
All right. Catch with us next time on the DTSD podcast. But until then, ciao. Ciao.